All right, so big yashar koach to Frank Pinzauer for sponsoring the breakfast this morning. Bez Hashem, shviyas chus for him. Okilo, olokal Yisrael, Bez Hashem. All right, so I figured it's because I will talk about something Rosh Hashanah related. So again, I don't know how long this will be, but it might be a little bit on the shorter side. So when it comes to Mitzvah Shofar, so it says in Pasuk that there's a Mitzvah Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. The question is, what exactly the gather? What's the definition of the Mitzvah? There's two parts to the experience, right? There's the blowing of the shofar, and there's the hearing of the shofar. So it's well known that it's a shayla, it's a machlokes, the rishonim, whether the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, or the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. So we'll go through that a little bit. So Maromok number one is the rush. Start with this. The rush at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say anywhere openly in Bavli, or anywhere in Bavli at least, what the bracha is. Right, every mitzvah needs a bracha. So, what the bracha of the mitzvah of shofar does, the Bavli doesn't tell us. So, the Rishonim discuss it. So, from the bracha, you'll be able to pick up a little bit what the mitzvah is, probably. So, the Rosh says like this: the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh says, "Rabbeinu Tam Kosav." He quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said, "Sheyesh levarech al tkiya shofar." That the nusach of the bracha should be "Asher kiyashanu zisvanu al tkiya shofar," and the blowing of the shofar. Because the blowing is the completion of the mitzvah. In other words, what he's coming, you know, there's a general principle that the bracha that you make is on the act that's the makav patish, the completion of the mitzvah, right? So, for example, the Gemara says that, you know, you have to build a sukkah and then you sit in a sukkah. So you make a bracha, leishiv a sukkah, because that's the completion of the mitzvah, not alasi a sukkah, you know, even though that's a necessary component. The mitzvah is to sit. So says Rabbeinu Tam, the mitzvah is completed by blowing. So you make a bracha al tkiya shofar. Now, from Rabbeinu Tam, l'chor you see that his opinion was the mitzvah is to blow the shofar. If the mitzvah would be l'shmaya, to hear the shofar, then blowing is not the end. The hearing as a result of the blowing is the end, right? Even though, you know, it's almost instantaneous, but the speed of sound is not the speed of light, and even the speed of light is not instantaneous. So it's not 100%, you know, it's cause and effect. So if the Rabbeinu Tam is making a bracha, and the nusach is going to highlight the gemara siyasa, the final act, or the final experience of the mitzvah, then if the mitzvah would be l'shmaya to hear, then the bracha should be l'shmaya, kol shayfer. The fact that Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the mitzvah is l'tkaya, that the bracha is al-tkiya shayfer, so it means Rabbeinu Tam holds the mitzvah is to blow the shayfer, not to hear it. Not everyone blows. So that's you have to say Shmei Ka'ina, that by listening it as if you did it. Now that's a chiddush, by the way, that Shmei Ka'ina should apply to blowing of a shofar. Shmei Ka'ina is usually applied to human speech. When you say something, kiddush, for example, right? So someone might see with kiddush, Shmei Ka'ina. You're talking about sound coming out of a ram's horn that you're blowing. Shmei Ka'ina on that. L'mashal, there's a famous verse from the Rogat Shavah. Right, by Megillas Esther, the minig is to repeat the Saras B'nai Haman. Right? Why? Why does everyone repeat that? So other psukim we repeat, the Rishonim talk about it, to get everyone involved, Simcha, whatever. There's other reasons. We spoke about that once before. But why repeat that Saras B'nai Haman? So Rogat Shavah famously said, because there's a din in so because usually you're yaitz to the Megillas Esther with Shemei Ka'ina. But there's a special halacha when you say Aseres B'nai Haman that it should be done b'neshima achas, in one breath. Shmei Ka'ina does not going to make it as if you said it in one breath. It makes it as if you said it, but in one breath. So one second. So Shmei Ka'ina doesn't get you to have Aseres B'nai Haman b'neshima achas, but Shvarim Tru b'neshima achas it does. Mechal, the sounds of Tekiyas, Shvarim to that. It's a chiddush. Ataka needs Hesber, but that's what maybe we'll get to it. But that's the pashtas that Rabbeinu Tam holds the mitzvah on the Maisa Tekiyah. And Memela, everyone's yaitza with Shmei Ka'ina, somehow. It's not just Rabbeinu Tam, it's also the Ran. If you take a look at Maromok number two, it's the Ran in Maseches Pesachim. The Rabbeinu Tam, you see, he holds like this from the Nusach of the Bracha, right? Al Tekiya Shofar. The Ran does not hold like Rabbeinu Tam in terms of the Nusach of the Bracha. Ran says, like us, that our Nusach is L'shmoya Kol Shofar. But even so, that the Nusach is L'shmoya, the Ran still says the mitzvah is to blow. You'll see why. Ikla Medak, es the Ran. Vivneima anu mavorchim in Megillah al Kriyasa. Es the Ran Akasha. Why is it that by Megillah Sester, the Nusach is al Mikra Megillah, on the reading of the Megillah? v'tiknua ba'al, and that's the nusach, al mikra megillah. Why is that the nusach? Meshechay la'kriya l'iskai me de'acher. The Ran is coming from klom in brachas. Some brachas we say al something, and some brachas we say lis something. What's the difference? So the Ran says, different opinions of Rishonim. The Ran's opinion is that whenever you're doing something that you can be yotze through someone else, you say al. But when you're doing something that you have to do yourself, that's lis. That's the sheet of the Ran. It doesn't. That's not necessarily how we hold, but that's the Ran's opinion. So the Ran is saying, you say al mikra megillah, why? Because the mitzvah is to read the megillah, and you can be yotze through someone else. So that's al mikra megillah. Fine. Uba shofar, but ask the Ran. So why? By shofar, tiknu bracha al shmiyasa. V'tiknu abalamid. L'fi sheyev sh'liskai meidei shliach. So ask the Ran, but when it comes to shofar, we say the bracha l'shmoya kol shofar. Why? Because the actual hearing, you have to do yourself. But ask the Ran, but they're both fundamentally the same mechanics. Both of them, there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah and to blow the Shofar. Both of them, you could be yotzei with Shemaya Kaina. Why all of a sudden, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, do we say Al Mikra Megillah, right? Like highlighting the mitzvah of reading, which you could be yotzei through someone else, and by Lishmoy Kol Shofar, we're highlighting how you're yotzei with Shemaya Kaina, which obviously you have to do yourself. At least, in the very least of Shemaya Kaina, you have to do yourself. But they're both. Why do we do like that? That's the Kasha of the Ran. Okay. He goes on to give a teretz, but without getting involved with the answer is not for now. But the very setup of the question the Ran is asking, why by Mikra Megillah do we say Al Mikra Megillah, and by Shofar do we say L'shmoy Kol Shofar? Why do we change the Nusach from Megillah to Shofar? One second. If the mitzvah of Shofar is to hear the sound of the Shofar, then what's the kasha? Megillah is to read the Megillah, so it's Al Mikra Megillah. On Shofar it's to hear the Shofar, so it's L'shmoy Kol Shofar. What's the kasha of the Ran? The fact that Ran is asking Akasha, why by Mikra Megillah do we say Al Mikra Megillah? And why by Shofar do we say L'shmoy Kol Shofar? It means that he is assuming that both by Megillah and both by Shofar, it's a mitzvah to say, to articulate, whether it be the Megillah reading or the sound of the Shofar. It's a mitzvah of Tekiah. So therefore, ask the Ran, why by Megillah do we say Al Mikra Megillah? We should say Al Tekiah Shofar. And if we're going to say L'shmoy Kol Shofar, because practically that's how you're being yotzei, then say L'shmoy Megillas Esther, because that's practically how you're being yotzei as well. That's where the Ran is coming from.
Is the mitzvah to lay Pierce Megillah or Tekiah?
That's for sure. So by Mikra Megillah, it's for sure to lay it.
But Pierce Shofar could be that the mitzvah is not just to blow, but someone to hear it.
You can blow by yourself. You don't have to. According to
no,
these
sheets. If you blow a shofar, no one's there to hear it.
It reminds me of a. So that's the Shiloh. If you hold. There's no Gemara that says that the blower of the Shofar has to hear the sound of the Shofar. The Gemara is talking about that if you're hearing Shofar from someone else, you have to hear it. But no Gemara says that you have to hear yourself if you're the blower. And that's where the question is. According to Rabbeinu Tam and according to the Ran, that the mitzvah is to blow, and a chanami, you don't have to hear it. You could have your cotton balls in your ears and you're blowing the Shofar. You blew. Again, that's the sheet of the Ran Rabbeinu Tam. The mitzvah is the Tekiah Shofar, similar to Mikra Megillah, Kiddush, to say. Again, like I said before, it's a little bit funny that Shmiah kind of can work for, the sound of a Shofar. Okay, but that's what we assume. It's not Shani. On the other hand, take a look at Maromoka number 3, the Rosh, that same Rosh at the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, after quoting Rabbeinu Tam, then brings down the sheet of the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh, he says, the Rav Yoh, Hevi Har Yerushalmi. The Rav Yoh brings down a Yerushalmi. Now, we don't have this Yerushalmi, and the Stam Rabbeinu Tam didn't either. But the Yerushalmi that the Rav Yoh had actually tells you what the Nusach of the Bracha of Shofar is. And the Rav Yoh says that, he quotes the Yerushalmi, that Tekeh Shofar, Tzarech Levarech, that when you blow Shofar, you should make the Bracha Asher Kidshon v'Metzoyesa v'Tzivonu, L'shmoya B'kol Shofar. L'shmoya B'kol Shofar v'Shechayonu. So that's so close to our nusach. V'chein kasa ba'alachs gedolos, and says the Rosh, and the explanation of why the nusach is l'shmoya b'kol shofar, the Bahag writes, hadam mevarch l'shmoya b'kol shofar, the reason why we make that nusach, v'loy mevarch l'tkoya b'shofar, oy al tkiya shofar, k'moy al mikra Megillah, again, why not like Megillah Esther? So he says, m'shom de v'shmiyas kol shofar hu yaitzei, v'loy b'tkiya shofar, because the mitzvah is to hear, the mitzvah is not to blow. So that's the setup. So you have Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran that say the mitzvah is to blow the shofar. You have the Rav Yoh, the Bahag, and the Rambam too. Take a look at Maromok number 4. The Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilcha Shofar, Mitzvah Seisei Shel Torah, L'shmoya Truas HaShofar B'Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is to hear the sound of the Shofar. On Rosh Hashanah, Shenemar Yom Tru Yilichem. So you have Rabbi Natam and the Ran, the mitzvah is to blow. You have the Rav Yoh, the Bahag, the Rambam, that the mitzvah is to hear. That's the setup. Okay? And like I said, what's the nafkamina? So there's a bunch of nafkaminas. The nusach of the bracha could be one nafkamina. Is the bracha al-tkiya shayfer, or is the bracha lishmaya, the kol shayfer? And another nafkamina would be, again, whether the Baal Tekeh has to hear. Right? If the mitzvah is to blow, he's blowing. So the reason why everyone else has to hear is because they're not blowing. So they have to use Shemei Ka'ina. So you have to hear, right? But if the mitzvah is just to blow, and he's blowing, that's fine. But if the mitzvah, however, is like the Rambam and the Rav Yoh and so on, the mitzvah is to hear, then everyone has to hear, including the Baal Tekeh. That's it. Okay.
Rebbe, it's about Tekeh or Shemiah, not about Al or Lid.
Yeah, I'm not discussing that. That's not the Nakuda. But there is one Ha'ara that I would say is, even the Rav Yoh, for example, the Bahag, the Rishalmi that he's quoting, it's close to Aranosach, but it's not exactly Aranosach. What's Aranosach of the Bracha? Asher Kishon L'shmoya Kol Shofar. Kol Shofar. What's the nusach that he quotes? L'shmaya b'kol shofar. L'shmaya b'kol shofar. Usually stuff like that is a typo on me, but it's not a typo. That's what he says. L'shmaya b'kol shofar. What's pshat? Why do you need the extra base? What do you need the extra base for? L'shmaya kol shofar. What's l'shmaya b'kol shofar? Okay. Ha'ara v'alma. We'll see. Okay. Take a look at Maran Rock number 5. Again, the Ramban was of the list that the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, right? As he says it openly, the mitzvah is to l'shmoya, truas ha-shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar. So there's a number of difficulties based on that. Take a look at Maromok number 5. Says the Rambam, it's halacha dalet, it's the second parak in halacha shofar. The Rambam says like this, ha-mas'asek b'tkiyah shofar li'islamed. Let's say a guy on Rosh Hashanah, He's playing around with the shofar. He's playing around. He's practicing. I don't know. He's on a band, whatever it is, and his instrument is the shofar. So he's practicing. He's practicing. Happens to be, it comes out 30 kilos. You know, it comes out exactly the way it's supposed to be. But he wasn't thinking mitzvah shofar. He was not playing around with it. He's not yotzei. So why? So pashut shat. Mitzvah Srichas Kavan, right? Mitzvah Srichas Kavan. The Rambam is saying Mitzvah Srichas Kavan. You have to have Kavan to be Yitzhak. The guy's playing around the Shofar. He's not having Kavan to be Yitzhak. So he's not Yitzhak. Mitzvah Srichas Kavan. The Rambam continues. V'chein Hashemea min HaMisasek lo Yitzhak. Not only is the guy playing around with the Shofar, blowing it, not Yitzhak, but even the person listening is also not Yitzhak. Even the person listening is not Yitzhak. Says the Rambam even further. Niskavin shirei latzidei chavasai. Let's say the guy's not playing around. Let's say the guy's taka blowing the shofar, but he's not. It says the Rambam like this. Niskavin shirei latzidei chavasai. Let's say the guy listening is trying to be at his chiyuv. He's trying to listen to a shofar to fulfill the mitzvah. But v'loi niskavin hatekei loitziyai. But the Baal Tekeh didn't have in mind to be mitzi him. Oish niskavin hatekei loitziyai. V'loi niskavin hashemei latzeis. Or the guy had in mind to be mitzi him, but the listener didn't have in mind to be yitzi. Lo yatzidei chavasai. You're not yaitzei. What do you need to be yaitzei? Achi yiskavin shemeya umashmiya. You have to have in mind to be yaitzei as a listener, and the guy blowing has to have in mind to be mitzi you as the Baal Tekeh. So let's understand. If you held that the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, and the way you're being yaitzei is shemeya ka'ina, then all this model the Rambam makes a lot of sense. The halach is mitzvah srichas kavana. So you have to have in mind to be yaitzei a mitzvah. So the guy that's listening to the shofar, he has to have in mind to be yotzei, because otherwise, you know, he's not yotzei. This is just kavan. And the guy that's being mitzi him also has to have in mind to be mitzi him, because that's how shmei kaina works. I make kiddush for you when I have you in mind. So that's shmei kaina. That's the usual model, right? If someone's making kiddush, he's mitzi you. He has you in mind. You're mechavin to be yotzei. That's how shmei kaina works. That would make sense if the Rambam holds the mitzvah is to blow, and you're using the rules of Shmei Ka'ina. But if the Rambam holds, as we saw before, the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar, then even if you hold mitzvah Srichas Kavana that you have to have in mind to be yotzei, what does it make a difference if the Baal Tekeh is having me in mind or not? If he's blowing a shofar, right? And let's say he's having in mind to be yotzei himself. and I happen to hear it. So if I need him, if I'm like, it's Shmei Kaina, then I understand, he has to have me in mind. But if it's not Shmei Kaina, I'm hearing the sound of the shofar. What's wrong with the sound of the shofar? So what do I need him to have me in mind? He doesn't have me in mind. Says the Rambam, no. You're not Yoytze unless the tekeya is mechavin to be moitzi you. He has to be mechavin that he's blowing for you. Why does he have to be mechavin that he's blowing for you? If the mitzvah is tekiya, I understand, because he has to be blowing for me, because that's the way Shmei Kaina works. Just like by Kiddush, you have to have him to be moitzi the person. But if the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar, as long as I heard the sound of a shofar, I'm doing the mitzvah myself. No one's being mitzi me. Again, if you hold the mitzvahs to hear, no one's being mitzi you. You're being mitzi yourself by just hearing the sound of a shofar. You just have to make sure you heard a good sound of a shofar. So what's the difference whether the Baal Tekeya had you in mind or not? As long as he did the proper blowing of the shofar and a sound of shofar was created out in, you know, in outer space, and you're hearing that sound, then you're mitzi yourself. It's an afkamina if he has you in mind or not. Doesn't make a difference. You understand the question? Again, this whole model of him having you in mind and you having in mind to hear from him, that connection that's needed is only when you're dealing with Shmei Kaina, that he's doing the mitzvah, and I have to somehow connect to that, so that's Shmei Kaina. But if you're talking, then you have to have kavanah for everybody, right? Because the guy's making, he's making Kiddush. So I'm not making Kiddush, he's making Kiddush, he's doing the mitzvah. I somehow have to piggyback off of his Kiddush, so he has to have me in mind. I have to have in mind to connect this kiddush. That's Shmei Kaina. That's how it works. But if the mitzvah of shofar is just to hear the sound of the shofar, then I'm not. It's not like he's doing the mitzvah, not me. I'm doing the mitzvah. I'm hearing the sound of the shofar. I don't have to piggyback on him. Yeah, he created the sound of the shofar. It's an afkamina. But once the sound is out, you know, it's out there, then I'm picking up on it just like he is. So I don't have to have him. See, even if you tell me that there's a concept that mitzvah srichas kavana, so I have to have in mind to be yotzei. That's on me. But what does that have to do with having that he should have in mind to be mighty me? The truth is, not only is it difficult because of Shmei, because of the Rambam's personal opinion that the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar, but it's also not so posh that the Rambam holds mitzvah srichas kavana. Again, the for example, the Rambam holds in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, it's a discussion. The Rambam says mefurish in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah that if a person ate matzah without kavana, you're yotzei. And a lot of Acharim say, well, you see from there, the Rambam holds Mitzvah Ain't Srichas Kavan. So the whole Rambam over here is difficult. Again, the whole Rambam said, a guy's practicing Shofar, and it just comes out like this. Says, really, he's not Yotze. Why not? He said, Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. So you didn't have Kavanah to be mind. But the Rambam holds in Hilchus Matzah that you don't need Kavanah to be Yotze Mitzvah. All of a sudden over here? Oh, so we're going to see about that. So he does say Lashon of Misasik. We're going to see about that. But these are the questions that are coming up. You follow the questions. Again, if you held the mitzvah is litkaya, so it means the Baal Tekeya is doing the mitzvah. I'm piggybacking off of him using Shmei Kaina. And the rules of Shmei Kaina is, you got to make that bond. He thinks of you, you think of him, fine, Shmei Kaina. But if you're not talking about Shmei Kaina, he creates the sound of a shofar, the sound of a proper shofar for a mitzvah, and then you're hearing it. So you're being yotzei on your own. It's an afkamina whether he's thinking about you or not. That's the kasha. Huh? The Rambam said openly, Nali. The Rambam is the beginning of Hilchas Shofar, introduced to the mitzvah, and said the mitzvah is l'shmaya. The mitzvah is to hear. It doesn't make a difference who's coming, who's blowing it. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the mitzvah is l'shmaya, truas ha-shofar. It's l'shmaya. You'll see in a second. There's another Rambam that says it even stronger. Take a look. So let's take a look at Maror Mokhan number 6. The Rambam in Halacha Gimel over there, not only, again, until now we had a discussion, is the mitzvah to blow, is the mitzvah to hear? The Rambam is of the opinion that the mitzvah is to hear. The Rambam now extends it even further. He doubles down, like on that side. Listen to what he says. Shofar ha-gozel, says the Rambam, a stolen shofar. We know there's a principle of a mitzvah ba'avera, right? You have a mitzvah that, an object of a mitzvah that was stolen, you can't be yotze the mitzvah with, right? Lulav ha-gozel, stolen lulav, you can't be yotze with. It's a mitzvah ba'avera. So what about a stolen shofar? So says the Rambam like this. If the mitzvah was to blow, then for sure it's a problem. This is the thing, this is my instrument. And it's stolen. It's a mitzvah ba'avera. But if the mitzvah is just to hear, so what's the mitzvah? The shofar. The mitzvah is a sound. The shofar just gets the sound, says the Rambam. Shofar ha-gozel shetaka bai. a shofar that was stolen that you used to blow, yotza. You're yotza with that. She'ein ha-mitzvah ella b'shmiyas hakol. The mitzvah is only hearing the sound of the shofar. Aval pishloin, and now here's the, what is Rambam doing now? The Rambam now proves it. I'll prove to you, the Rambam, again, it's very short. The Rambam is not like a Tosfos, you know, but this is what he's doing over here. The Rambam is now going to bring us a raya that the mitzvah is to blow, is to hear the shofar and not to blow it. What's the raya? Says the Rambam. Aval pishloi noga boy, v'loi higbiyoi, hashemeh yotza. I'll prove to you, says the Rambam, listen to this, I'll prove to you, says the Rambam, that the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar, and not like Rabbeinu Tam, and not like the Ran. What's my raya? Because the minhag ha'olam, says the Rambam, is that everyone in shul listens to the sound of the shofar, and they're yotze. Says the Rambam, if the mitzvah was to blow, then shmeh kaina doesn't with you, and you couldn't be yotze like that. Like I said before, shmeh kaina is by human sound, by human words. When you say words, shmeh kaina. But the sound of coming out of a ram's horn, that's not Shmei Kaina. And says the Rambam, and the only person touching the shofar is the Baal Tekeya. And no one else is touching the shofar. So how is everyone Yaitse? So it must be the mitzvah is to hear. In other words, what the Rambam just say? Rambam just said, if the mitzvah would be to blow the shofar, then who should be Yaitse in shul? The person blowing the shofar or anyone touching it? But if people are not blowing it, and you're not even touching it, and you're still yaitze, so it must be because the mitzvah is just to hear. That's what Rambam is saying. The Rambam says, again, I'll prove to you the mitzvah is only to hear the sound, because afal pi shloi noga boy, v'loi higbiyoi, hashemei yotza. Because if you listen to the sound of the shofar, you're yaitze, even if you didn't blow it, and even if you didn't pick up the shofar, you're not holding it for the guy, even if you didn't touch it, you're still yaitze. What's Rambam saying? If the mitzvah would have been to blow the shofar, then enachanami, you could be yaitze, then I would understand that you could be yaitze if you blow it, or at least you touch it. Then I hear it. But the fact is that people are yaitze with shofar, even if they didn't blow it themselves, or they didn't touch it when the Baal Tekeh is blowing it. And afal pikin, they're yaitze. So it must be, it's just listen. What in the world? If the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, so the Rambam is saying, I concede. Like, says the Rambam, if the minhag was, right, that the guy blows the shofar and everyone just, like, holds on to it at the same time. The Rambam says, maskim, then maybe the mitzvah is to blow. But that's not the minhag. The minhag is not like that. And still people are yaitze, so it must be just listening. If the mitzvah was to blow the shofar, then you'll be yaitze by just, like, keeping a pinky on the shofar. That's called blowing. What's the Rambam talking about? That would be enough. The guy touching it with his pinky is not blowing the shofar. If the mitzvah is to blow, then you got to come up with some shmei ka'ina thing. If you don't hold the shmei ka'ina by tkiyas, right? That's where Rambam is coming from, right? He's saying that if you're listening to shofar and the mitzvah is to blow, then clearly, how does that work? Because once again, shmei ka'ina doesn't apply to the sound of an animal's horn. But yet the Rambam says, oh, but if the minhag was that you touch it or hold it, then how would that help? So what do you see from the Rambam Chiddush? You see from the Rambam is that if the mitzvah would have been to blow, the mitzvah is not to blow. The mitzvah is to have a shaychis to the tekiyah shofar. To have a relationship with tekiyah shofar. That the blowing of the shofar should be shaykh to you. It should be mesiachis to you. There should be a relationship between you and the act of the tekiyah. How do you create a relationship, a hesiachsas, between you and a tekiyah? So if you blow it, then certainly you're related to the tekiyah. But even if you touch the shofar when it's being blown, that's also a hesyachsus. It says the Rambam. If the minhag was in shul that everyone blows the shofar and people touch it, then they're yaitze. Then I understand that even if you tell me the mitzvah is to blow, they're yaitze with that. Why? They're not the only one person's blowing. Yeah, but everyone has a shaychus to the tekiyah because that's the mitzvah anyway. Just to have a shaychus to the tekiyah. But since it's not the minhag and no one is touching it and no one's holding it except for the Baal Tekeya and still everyone's yaitze, so therefore it must be the mitzvah is to listen. But once we see that model, that in the Rambam's world, the inyan of shofar, if you make, whether it's tekiyah, it's not the act, it's the relationship between you and the thing, then now just shift that over to hearing the sound of the shofar. So Rambam says, no. So the mitzvah is therefore not to blow, the mitzvah is to hear. But just as the Rambam theoretically held, that if the mitzvah was tekiyah, it wasn't the tekiyah, it was the yachas between you and the tekiyah, so it's the same thing now that it's on the side of listening. It's not hearing the sound of the shofar. It's the yachas, the relationship between you and the sound of the shofar. And let's understand, in to have a relationship, there has to be, it has to be, there's two types of experiences in life. The Maral talks about this all the time. We mentioned this, there's experiences that are be'etzim, that are emesdik, and there's experiences that are mikra, that are sort of coincidental, haphazard. If I'm passing by the shul, and I hear someone's blowing inside, but he's not having me in mind, he's not thinking about me, I'm not thinking about the Baltakeya, there's a sound of a shofar emanating, you know what I mean? And it happens to be, it goes into my eardrums. So I heard the sound of a shofar, but is there a yachas between me and the sound of the shofar? No. See, it goes both ways. If the mitzvah is the yachas, the relationship, then it could go both ways. On the one hand, you could create that yachas, maybe like by tkis. You could create the yachas by holding the shofar when it's being blown. That's like lakula, right? So you don't have to actually blow, but you could just touch the shofar while it's being blown. That creates a yachas between you and the act of blowing. But when it comes to hearing, which is more of a passive experience, then just passively hearing when no one's thinking about you and there's no real, it's not like the sound was for you. So then that's not a yachas, even though I'm hearing it. So therefore, says the Rambam, even though the mitzvah is to hear, but the guy has to have you in mind. Not because of Shemei Ka'ina, that's not the point. But the reason is because otherwise it's not your, then there's no relationship between you and the cult, then you're hearing it haphazardly. And when you're hearing it haphazardly, it happens to be the sound waves enter into your eardrums and you process it as a tekiah shvarim through a tekiah. That's not your, it's not you. It's not connected to you. You don't have a yachas with it. In order to have a yachas with it, something has to give. Either you created the sound, the person making it had you in mind, something. But here's the point. It's that we have the kasha. The Rambam said, the mitzvah is to hear. So fine. So the sound is out there and I heard it. So why do I have to have the Baal Tekeh should have me in mind? It's not if the mitzvah is to blow and it's Shmei Ka'ina, then Shmei Ka'ina says the guy has to have you in mind. But it's not the mitzvah to blow. You're not using Shmei Ka'ina. The answer is you're not using Shmei Ka'ina. But there's no yachas between you and the sound of the shofar if the guy's not having you in mind.
What does it mean to have yachas to sound? You can't feel that. You have no bite.
That's the point. If the creation was with the kavana, that the person had you in mind and you have the mind to connect to be yotz with that, that's what I'm saying. That creates the yachas. But when you just haphazardly hear it, there's no yachas over there. There's no yachas over there. Again, this creation of yachas, it could go. Sometimes it could be lakula. Sometimes it could be lachumra. Now that the mitzvah is the yachas, the relationship. So if the mitzvah is to blow, then which means that the mitzvah is again not to blow. The mitzvah is to make a yachas, a relationship between you and the act of blowing. Then all you need to do is, then you don't even have to blow it. You have to just touch it while it's being blown. That also makes a yachas. That's a physical, it's a tangible relationship between you and the act of blowing. On the other hand, if the mitzvah is to hear, so then since the mitzvah is not to hear, the mitzvah is to create a yachas between you and the kol shofar. So memela, if you're hearing it haphazardly, that's not a relationship, even though it enters your ears. But it's a passive experience. Therefore, to create that yachas, it's not enough to hear it. You have to hear it in a way that the guy's having you in mind. This is why, so as I said before, even though the Rambam, let's say, maybe the Rambam holds mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah. So why does the Rambam say the guy's practicing and it just comes out, tekiah shvarim shur tekiah, why is he not yotz with that? Ah, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. But the Rambam says mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah by matz. The answer is it's not mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. Then even, there's no yachas. It happened to come out of his shofar, tekiah shvarim shur tekiah. It's not because of mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. If the mitzvah is to have a yachas to the kol shofar, then when the kol shofar came out in mikra, then that's not a yachas, it's not a relationship. Say it again? Yeah. So the point is, again, the Rambam is, in that halacha, he's giving, the point of that Rambam is that the mitzvah is just to hear the shofar, and the actual shofar itself is just a hechatimsa to create the sound. But in that context, and therefore there's no mitzvah baba there with the shofar, but in that context, the Rambam said a whole shtickle Torah to prove to you how he's right. Because the Rambam said, because if the mitzvah would be latkoya, then the only people that would be yotze with shofar would be the Baal Tekeh or anyone touching it. So, since that's not the case, because everyone listens, everyone's yotze without that, so it must be the mitzvah is to hear. So that's what I was saying. One second. If the mitzvah would be to blow, then you would be yotze if you're blowing, okay, or anyone touching it. What's touching have to do with anything? That's what I'm saying. So touching me, that's a giloy, that the Rambam's shita when it comes to shofar is his yachsus to shofar.
So it's not shemeh, it's
It's not Shemei Ka'ina. It's not Shemei Ka'ina. You don't need Shemei Ka'ina over here. It's a new din and shayfer to create a hisyachsus, to create a relationship. We asked the question, why would the Yerushalmi have the nusach Lishmaya Bikol Shayfer? What's Lishmaya Bikol Shayfer? Lishmaya Kol Shayfer, the Shayfer. The answer is no. Lishmaya Bikol Shayfer means that I created a bond between me and the Shayfer with the Shmiya. That's Lishmaya Bikol Shayfer. That's the part. That's the part.
So having a relationship with the Shayfer, hearing the Shayfer.
Yeah. Very good. Mamash will go into that. The Gematria Shayfer, once he's saying Gematria, the Gematria Shayfer is also the word Taikif. Taikif means umph. Taikif means umph. It means this is yours, strength, tkifas. It means his yachsus. Okay, so what's Takap Shah that Hashem would make the mitzvah Shayfer such a funny zach? That the mitzvah is not to hear, not to blow, it's a yachas. The truth is, there are other mitzvahs like this. There are other mitzvahs like that. It's a good principle to know, by the way, that there's such a category of mitzvahs where it's not the act, but it's the relationship that's created through the act. It's a good hagdara to have, just in the back of, you know, your back pocket. Sometimes you get the sugyas, like, it's a good thing to know. This is true for mitzvahs, sometimes aveiras, right? Sometimes an aveira is not the act. Sometimes the aveira is the relationship forged between you and the thing through the act. It's not the sugi right now to explain how this is, but shatnez, for example, there's many rayas that the isser of shatnez is not wearing loven and pishtan. The isser is to have a shaychus to shatnez through wearing it. As an example, just saying it's a good, you know, this chetza gavra, you know, these are good terms to have in the back of your mind. Yachas is also it's also a good one. But what's pshat that shayfer is this in you? So take a look at Marmok number 7. So this is Rav Tzadik in Sefer Sisei Laila, page 60 over there. So Rav Tzadik over there is talking about, it says in Pasuk, V'hoye b'yoyim ahu yitaka b'shayfer gadol, right? In terms of Mashiach, so kibbutz Golias and so on, taka b'shayfer gadol l'cheresena, right? So there's a shayfer gadol. Mechlal dike katan, right? So if there's a shayfer gadol, it means that there's also a small shayfer. What's a small shayfer? So the small shayfer is the shayfer of Rosh Hashanah. It's the shayfer that we blow in Rosh Hashanah. The Arizal writes that already. The Arizal in Shaar Kavanah says that the beginning of the Jerusalem of Rosh Hashanah, of the Kiyah Shayfer, he says such a thing. You talk about shayfer gadol. So if there's a shayfer gadol, it means there's a shayfer katan. So once you have a shayfer gadol and a shayfer katan, it means that there's a relationship between the two. So it says where it's like this. Afdam is Isa b'Zayir Shalach. So he quotes the Zayir. The Zayir says in Parsha Shalach, the kola ma'ira kola. One sound awakens another. What does that mean? Ulayla b'kol shayfer de Rosh Hashanah, yesh esayrus mikol shayfer gadol. Says Ratzal, the inyan of the shayfer Rosh Hashanah is not to hear the sound of the shayfer. It's the sound of the shayfer awakens and creates a point of contact between us and the shayfer gadol of Mashiach. V'hayna, what's the inyan of the shayfer gadol? The la'asik kishis batal yetzara. When Mashiach comes, the yetzara will come batal. So nemar. So it says over there regarding Mashiach. But yom mehem, in those days, yuvuka shavon yisrael ve'inenu. Right. The sins of the Jewish will be looked for, but they won't be found. What does that mean? So he says the gam aviras de la'over ein mitzias. So what? Okay, it's one thing that going forward you're not finding any aviras because there's no yetzara anymore. But the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says yuvuka shavon yisrael ve'inenu. You're not even going to find any. Old Averis, why not? So he says, the love, because they're not a bit mitzias. Why? Tanik mashakotsu b'shabbos. So this is a classic Ratzadik. The Gemara says in Shabbos, diyu chateichem kishonim, right? So it's a pasuk by Yom Kippur, we say it a lot, right? V'slichis, diyu chateichem kishonim, kishelog yalbinu. If your sins are like red, like a red string, they'll be turned white. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, what does it mean, kishonim? So kishonim also means the word years. So says the Gemara, "Emiu chateichem kishonim shesedurus v'boyis misheishes mebereishes." That even if a person's sins are mamish organized from sheishes mebereishes, so pashrus on the Gemara, it means that you have so much averus that it's like piling up from sheishes mebereishes already. But that's a funny thing because that mashal is mixing up space and time, right? It's just like you're creating the mashal is like averus piling up. So that's in space. So you should say the mashal should be like all the way to the ceiling, all the way to the sun, to the, whatever it is. But what's the mashal? All the way to sheishes and vibrations. That's a funny, doesn't fit. So it says Ratzadik, it's not the pshat. The pshat of the Gemara is that when Mashiach comes, it'll be nizbar, it'll be revealed that all of our averus were from sheishes and mevareishes, right? It was meant to be. It was meant to be misheishes and mevareishes. That's what he says. The kivin shemesodim Hashem is baruch liyaskein. Since it was organized from Hashem that it should be in such a way, harayin a chait. So it's not a chait. Kivin shezeratzon Hashem is baruch. Now v'zeh oidei tshuva ilah darga debina. That truth we're only able to fully uncover only when we're zeicha to the highest madrega of tshuva, which is called tshuva of bina, which is the shofar gadol. So that shofar, which is the sound of tshuva, but the shofar gadol means the highest level of tshuva, which Taka reveals his deepest truth, that everything were sidurei, subois, misheishes, and mevareishes. Shusod Yom Kippurim, Tara Dechiru, the gate of freedom, Kiyidua. V'kivan shadover toy b'daita shalboichen libois. And since this is something that is only known to the heart of the one that investigates hearts, right? That's Hashem. The Taman Lev Mevin. Only Hashem knows this. Ki Yedias Asiru Mitzar Abina Shebelev Shlomal Mehazman Shem Vav Yom V'Shabbos. So he says like this. He says this truth, it will be revealed when Mashiach comes. But the truth is, it's Lomal Mehazman. We're talking about something that's the rules of this world is regulated by cause and effect, Bechira, free will. This is breaking down that system a little bit. So basically, says Rav Tzadik, even nowadays, a little bit of this can be accessed. Now, here, take a look at four lines before the end. So he says that's the deek. That's why the pasuk says b'yoy mahu you talk about shofar gadol. What's b'yoy mahu? Like that day, as if it's like why not hayoyim, right? The Gemara says that Shmuel Levi asked Eliyahu Navi, yes, when's Mashiach come? He said hayoyim. So why does the pasuk say b'yoy mahu? The answer is Bayamahu doesn't mean that day like not now. It means when Mashiach comes, it's gonna be a revelation of like Bayamahu. Bayamahu means a reality that's not really relatable to us. It could be now. And it is now also behind the scenes of things, but it's a Bayamahu experience. Umisayur Takiya Shaifer to Yoimahu, and there's an awakening on Rosh Hashanah of that shofar which is Bayamahu, Shimitsachu Lumal Mazman, who shofar gadol. That's why it's above time. It's above the framework of our thinking. It's called God. It means Hakadul. Dainu spash the shein lehefsek. Rak hoylech v'gadol tamir hoylech v'ar yoiser. Umel yesh achiz lekol shayfer zeim kol shayfer gadol. Shevar yesh esayrus mishayfer shal mashiach b'kol shayfer shal Rosh Hashanah. By the way, this is a subtle point. And by Ishbitza, we find this idea. There's a very, very, very subtle balance. See, when that full revelation takes place of the shayfer gadol, then that's gula. But when that revelation is revealed somewhat, but not the full thing, it can be very dangerous, right? We spoke about this once, maybe by, I think one of the Shirim Sefer Shaifta, maybe, I can't remember exactly. I think it was a Sunday morning, I believe. We had this from our Tzadik also, that the Gemara says that the Dar HaMabul, what made them go off, was the fact that they experienced Me'en Olam Haba. That's the Gemara says. What does it mean to have men olam haba? So Pashut, it means he had so much gashmias. So, or something says it's not what it means, men olam haba. Men olam haba means that Hashem showed them a little bit of this truth, that everything is adoris, his voice, mishashis, mirabashis. So when there's that, when that's opened a little bit too much, men olam haba, so then it becomes an excuse and it could become destructive. That's what happened. But here's the irony. If that inyan of shofar gadol is not opened even a crack, then a person is miyayish on themselves. So here's the subtlety. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah opens that inyan of the shofar gadol just slightly, just epis something to give a person enough hope and confidence that lemaisa it'll be worked out, I just have to put in the effort. Like the neshama needs to know that its avoda is going to work. So if the door is open too much, then the neshama doesn't feel like it needs to work. But if the door is open just slight, just enough to activate something in the neshama doesn't know what's being activated because it can't know the real secret yet. I mean, again, I could read this to you right now. It's not nichnas belayt. The Rabbanu Shem Pra, it's not going to work. You know, but if the door is slightly open, just a little bit of a sliver of light comes in from the shofar gadol, then that will give the neshama at least the chizik to do tshuva, to work, because it knows that it has hope. It's not all for fallen, and it'll accomplish big things. So that's what the Shaiva Rosh Hashanah is. What's the Shaiva Rosh Hashanah? Urishim, Shnaschem, Tshuva, Soiris. But where does that Kaya come from? It's because the Inyan of the Shaiva Rosh Hashanah is creating a Yachas, just ever slightly, a slight relationship to the Shaiva God. Since the Inyan and Shaiva Rosh Hashanah and Pnimius is what? Is just to create a Yachas to the sound of a Shaiva, not the Shaiva the guy's blowing, the Shaiva God, the Lecherisenu. So halacha reflects that. Always like that. Halacha reflects what's going on in the inner dimension. In the inner dimension, this, the mitzvah of shofar is a yachas to shofar. That's the mitzvah of shofar. So halacha also says the mitzvah is a yachas to shofar. It's the same thing. So that's the aside over here. The inyan of shofar is to give a little bit of hope and chizik for the neshama to know that not all is lost. And if you try, you can do it. And the Rebbeinu Shem will be makabel. You know, shemei kol shofar mazin shruv. Ein doy melach. The Rebbeinu Shem is listening. Again, when that's open too much, that's not good. That's Man Olam Haba, that's the Dara Mabul. But the Rebbeinu Shem makes sure that it's not too much. So that's the mitzvah of Shofar, allowing the neshama to feel the chizik and the confidence in knowing that its avoda will be neskaba, will be hava baratzen, and the Rebbeinu Shem is listening and paying attention and waiting for us to come, and when we come, even a little bit of Zairus, will be accepted, b'lev sholem, and that itself comes from the yachas between the person and the kol Shofar gadol. And so that's, in halacha, that's the model from which the halacha comes, which is, the mitzvah is to have a yachas to the kol shofar.
That's the base,
right? Huh?
That's the base.
L'shmai bikol shofar. The mitzvah is just to hear, to have a shaychas to the shofar through the kol. It's not just to hear the sound. L'shmai bikol.
Through.
Right. L'shmai bikol shofar. It's Hashem. Okay. K'siv k'sim.